about how people think lyrical rappers form. Lyrics rappers who do lyrical rapper point. Ever notice how half the people who say that shit are young? It ain't like trap ain't born, right? We have to understand and realize, my nigga. It was like, oh, but we want rappers with melodies. I'll give you a prime example of why when y'all say that kind of shit, y'all bullshit. And I have evidence upon evidence with me as proof. I have a song called Code, right? Beast Fire. There's a part of it that goes dun, 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 dun. And I'm literally using my voice as an instrument to mimic that dun, 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 dun. Right? That's what they say. Use your voice as an instrument. This is what you hear was an instrument. When I say this, lyrics are right here. When I say this, change all the rules so the real can be overlooked. Is it because they are sugar? What could happen? Too many actors just trying to be trappers. Time to do damage and kill all the antics. That's that dun 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 dun. Right? And I, like, you see what I'm saying? I do it again on the next verse, but I add pauses in between. Right? You know? And then I go into another flow, and I change my flow multiple times. Right? Fans are weird. Because y'all were telling artists, hey, this is what this dude. Once this motherfucker does a flow that's too different, then you go, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is this, right? But you want it. What do they say? Mid, which is the new trap, that's why I tell you. Mid is a cooked word. You know why? Because y'all use it the wrong way. Mid's supposed to be I, like it's okay, it's not special. But these things will put that word in the same vein as trap. Remember my podcast? Just as the word mid. Like someone say, I just take TikTok words and just kill them. Like y'all do with Crash Out. But that's what I'm saying. So if I were to put this song on TikTok, and I'm doing that shit, every time I ever put a song on TikTok where I try to fucking flows like that, it's not hard to adapt into fucking flow. If I hear a beat with a unique thing in it, that I would want to add a flow to, because every rapper does this, and I do it. The issue with fans, because y'all act like, we don't like monotone, boring, flow rappers. Obviously, some of y'all niggas do, especially with me. If I ever do something with my fucking flow, you know, that's just us. Take this song off of the app. This shit is garbage, but when I fucking put up a song that the flow is not too daring, it's not too different, it's just by the numbers, this shit is fire. This shit is hot. This shit is fire. Right? Right? What y'all do? What the fuck y'all niggas do? If it was any other fucking rapper, oh, I like how he pushes the flow like that. I like how he works. I like how he just works an instrument. But when I fucking do it, yeah, take that shit off, man. That shit is trash. That you ever made me do again. Coming from my fucking burner account. Now, I put up another song where I'm being, where the beat, where the flow is just on point, and that same burner account would sit there and say, yeah, there you go. That other, you had a weird-ass flow. Fuck you fans. Y'all always talk about how y'all want artists to switch up the flows and do this. Y'all pick and choose who you want to do that. Fuck you. Now, the real knows what's up. But some of y'all fans, y'all stupid. And I remember, bro, I'm looking at Dorky. It seems like Dorky's the only one that makes sense, because he knows when someone has a weak performance. So if you have a performance where you're not long ganging, we all know what it means to have a, yeah, you have a chill tone, but you can still, you know, carry on with your fucking flows. And I guess these niggas haven't heard, I guess these niggas are hearing Cardi Loud turn up music, that they don't see that even a chill vibey, a chill tone rapper can still change their fucking goddamn flow up. And y'all get so attached to the motherfucking tone, y'all ain't hearing the rhythm of the fucking flow. There are some songs where even Currency switch up his fucking flow, but his tone is so chill and deadpan and not uppity, y'all would sit there and say, that shit's ass, bro, too boring. You know what I mean? Because It ain't for the clubs. Y'all need to be for doing for the clubs. You gotta do that for the clubs. And I don't know why y'all fans, like I told you, fans are retarded, like I told you before. Because when DJ Khaled said that shit, when the game said that shit, y'all motherfuckers was against the game in Khaled, called them trash, called them lame, called them whack, blah, 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 whatever, right? Now, all of a sudden, y'all motherfuckers, the whole 360, y'all even fucking sitting there saying, yeah, Eminem is scared of the game. He even responds to the game, which he did. Yeah, he's scared of the game. He gonna fucking, and then y'all fucking gonna sit there and say how Black Slim Shady is the best diss track ever. Well, then y'all not out in that fucking diss track not too long ago. That's why I can never trust a single fan online. Because the same, trust me, this is why I don't ever want to blow up. Trust me, I can't trust no motherfucker online. Not a single fan, I can't trust you niggas. They're the same ones that will praise you, you know what I mean? That will praise you and they will turn on you the next day. Because y'all was all up on tolerant him on inside. Yeah, man, it got me in the club. Because not every fucking music is serious to the fucking goddamn club. If you think, and then the dumbass, hey, bro, you ain't tell nobody, you ain't had nobody say, hey, catch that Oscar and play this rapper. It's 64. Y'all need to talk about Oscar? Do y'all have Bluetooth? Y'all young. What the fuck's wrong with y'all? Y'all getting old to the point where y'all don't know that Oscar has Bluetooth. Like, that car's got Bluetooth. No one ain't using no Oscar to play music. Nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Stupid. Like I say, bro, shit like that kills. Then y'all niggas talking about the underground. Oh, the underground is cooked, man. Y'all talk about the mainstream slack underground, not the underground that I guess I've been in, but whatever. And so I want to find someone that can talk about the underground that I'm in. The underground that I'm in. You know what I mean? The one that's supposed to be keeping hip-hop alive. That so-called keeping hip-hop going. But, you know, y'all niggas talking about the underground, cool. We like innovative ideas. No, you don't. As soon as an underground rapper has an innovative sound or a flow and send it to a supposed so-called independent radio station that squares up and down to support the underground, and then as soon as that fucking artist sends their song, what they get hit with? A whole bunch of ridicule. They sit there and say, but that's real opinion. No, it's not. It's not honest feedback. They ain't like, you know, okay, I'll give you a prime example. I remember on my older song, I think it was called Me and My Microphone 3. I had a very, very big flow problem where I would rap off beat, a very huge flow problem. And I had that problem since 2018. I had that problem for a long time. It'd be an on and off thing. I never knows that I'm on beat, I never know that I'm off beat. I'm trying to be different. So now that flow problem is gone. I'm just saying, bro. This gets weird. So, very fucking weird. It's just weird. It's just weird. And of course, they don't want you to get better at your heart. They want to, you know, continue to shit on you for if you're a nobody. At the same time, complain about where's the real artist at? And go ahead and be brave and put in the comments, I'm a real rapper. Just because you said that, because again, it's the whole, every time when a rapper comments, I can bring hip hop, I'm different. 9 out of 10 times, they're not different. They're not. And guess what? You're gonna probably get an industry minded fan telling you, well, you make good music, but it's marketing. You know the public market. These niggas want you to public market to the main market, the clubs. People who are driving in the whip, which no problem. I got songs that like that. But see, these niggas don't, because the thing about fans, like the ones who are not into the underground, so there are some fans who are into the underground, but they're quiet. Like the underground shit that I do, they're quiet. They're not loud and out there like the underground fans that can. Like the ones who know what's up, they're quiet. They're very quiet. They'll hear my shit, bump my shit, quietly. They're not gonna sit there and, you know, I'm not gonna see my name brought up like, yo, you want this real hip hop? You can make sense, right? If they're real with it. Van Jurgen, it doesn't look like a typo. Now they go off your name. If your name is not appealing to them, or even equates that it can be appealing, guess what? We ain't fucking with you. Like I said, the real know what's up. But at the same time, man, we gotta fucking have that talk. Like, rapping really loud doesn't equate, because a lot of people know, rapping really loud and aggressive does not equate that you can spit bars. Doesn't mean that it's good. You can have a chill tone and still end up your motherfucking flow. Motherfuckers just naturally sound like that. They can't help that shit. There's a lot of rappers who have to have chill tone and end up their fucking flow level because it's not a Kendrick Lamar or, you know, face me, butter, okay, put a kick, like, and I like Kendrick, but nigga, not everyone's a fucking Kendrick. Like, not everyone does that. And not everyone can do that and have an effective impact like Kendrick, because trust me, when I have songs, I'm sitting around with my fucking flows in my beat. Y'all niggas will sit there and call that shit garbage and say that's not it. So I tone that energy down, rap with a normal fucking tone. Ain't like I don't hear the feedback, but sometimes, is it really fucking feedback or motherfuckers just talking out their ass? 9 out of 10 times, they're talking out their ass. The fiction is off. No, it's not. I've been listening to my music long enough to know what's off and what's not. Just going off beat. No, I'm not. I'm right on the one. Now, sometimes it'll be reversed. They'll say, you rapping too on beat. You thought. But like I say, bro, y'all talking about, how can you feel your words? You're rapping with a chill tone. They can. You're just not in the fan base. Y'all seem to rapping hyper-energetic and energetic and putting that shit on, even though that shit sounds forced on me. Like, when I hear these viewers who review niggas' music, kind of about energy and performance, and they think performance equates rapping with a high energy, it doesn't. You gotta be, like, in the middle. It can't be too low and it can't be too high. But, you know, you don't want to have that discussion. That's why I don't tend to talk to any radio stations like that besides sports. Maybe DJ, though, but it's different.